Andrew, it's still work in progress. We are still making some adjustments. We are currently working with the government of Antigua as it relates to the protocols surrounding quarantining and how we can work it, etc. So that is impacting the schedule. You would recognize that there are various quarantine periods from various islands, etc. So it varies. So some islands are in the bubble, some are out, some present a higher risk, some present a medium risk, some present a low risk. So not as simple as just putting together a schedule and throwing it out there. So we're actually trying to work with the government of Antigua and Barbuda and the Ministry of Health here to ensure that we try to get this as seamless as possible, because the last thing we want to do is to put players at risk. So we're just trying to make sure we have everything in place. We have all our I's dotted and our T's crossed as it relates to getting everyone here safely and the actual playing schedule. Because you remember the Super 50 is televised. So there are also television personnel coming from within the region and also outside the region. So all that has to be factored in getting the schedule out, because they are here to televise matches, etc.
Oh, see,
So
so.
please, we expect to have the schedule out towards the end of this week. So please bear with us.
And just one
I have a
other
question
thing.
for Roland.
Yes, Doc.
Roland, with the cases fluctuating in the Caribbean, how difficult has it been to get COVID-19 results? And could you briefly explain how you were able to get the Trinidadian players out of Trinidad with the borders closed to meet the rest of the team?
Well, going to England, everybody would have moved by a Liat charter that started in Guyana and stopped in each island that they had players from and brought them to Antigua, while the Jamaicans had a dedicated charter for themselves coming from a different direction altogether. Going to New Zealand, we would have had a charter from that originated in Guyana, Trinidad, Barbados, to connect to that flight out of New Zealand. Going to Bangladesh, Trinidad's borders have opened somewhat, so they have irregular flights traveling out of Trinidad. So we were able to get the players, both the Trinidadian and Guyanese players, on a CAL flight that 526, Trinidad, Guyana, JFK. They would have had to spend a couple hours in hotel rooms in JFK, so they're not out and about, and then to board Emirates from JFK to Dubai onto Bangladesh as it pertains. And with Trinidad, you have to apply for persons to either enter or leave the country. So we are working with the Ministry of National Security in Trinidad to get those departure and arrival exemptions, and they've been a great help. They've been of great assistance. So we are thankful for them for all the assistance they have provided as it pertains to testing, which I believe was your second question. We have had some challenges getting test results, most recently on this recent trip out, but thankfully we were able to reach out to the ECB, who provided us some assistance in getting some tests in about 6 hours, a turnaround test time in about 6, 7 hours for them to be able to board the flight out of the UK to Dubai.
Okay, over to you, Andrew.
All right. Final question for you, Roland, before you go. We spoke about the 50-over competition. What about the 4-day competition? Making steady progress. I understand it's going to be in two venues, the first two rounds in Barbados, and then they go to Trinidad. Can you confirm this?
Well, Andrew, again, that is work in progress. That is a proposal. There are still proposals on the table as we try to work through the logistics surrounding it. We have slated the West Indies Championship, as it's called, for April. One round, each team play each other once. So we are working towards that. The proposal is there for Barbados and Trinidad. But again, with the COVID cases throughout the region. A lot depends on what happens with the cases, the risk level, etc. So our medical advisory team continue to provide great support and assistance, mm-hmm. and they work with the Ministry of Health in the ministries of health in each islands that we are proposing to play in, to try to work out what can be done to reduce the risk to players, etc. And depending on their feedback, then venues are assigned. So while we have a proposal for Barbados and Trinidad, it may turn out that may not be possible. Similarly, with all our schedules so far this season, that is something that we are constantly reviewing and assessing.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But Roland, don't we have to... Is it that our tournaments must come off in order for us to really prove to the visitors that we can host by a secure series here in this cricketing calendar?
Yes, well, to some extent. So we have the Super 50, like we have said, slated for February. If that doesn't come off, it would certainly hamper our international chances, because we have, we have proposed a pretty busy summer. We have Sri Lanka in March. We have the West Indies Championship in April. Then we have South Africa in June, Australia, July, Pakistan in August. So it's a very busy summer, but a lot depends on what is happening regionally as it relates to COVID and how we can produce biosecure bubbles, etc. So it's a work in progress. We are very conscious of the fact that if we don't get these bubbles right, it will cause problems for us to host international matches. Hence, we are taking every measure to try to ensure that we get this right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Roland. Holder, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, Andrew, and thanks, listeners. Have a good night.
All right. 4341790. So Andy Roberts is still very much with us, looking very comfortable there. And, of course, he's got Tony Gray as well. So Andy, there in Antigua. And you can give us a call and participate in the program. Let's come back to you now, Sir Andy. Tony Gray is still with us as well. We want to make a movement a little bit later on, possibly to Jamaica. Sir Andy is a former cricketer. I mean, how do you feel, though? I mean, do you cry, Sir Andy, sometimes? Does water come down to your eyes? I mean, you were part of a big side. How do you feel? Talk to me, Sir Andy.
Andrew, the last time I was on your program, I said how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel any better.
No.
And I don't think I'm going to feel any better for a long time.
Really?
Okay. This I just cannot express my disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Sadi, can we do better? Do you think we can really do better?
Andrew, I'm like a stock record.
Mm-hmm.
The players will have to work harder
right.
to do better.
Right.
That's where our problem lies. And I hear Roland mention it just now. Everybody keeps saying about this abundance of talent that we have in the region. And that has been saying from 1995 up to today. We have an abundance of talent. But the rest of the world talent has moved upwards.
Mm-hmm.
While our talent has remained stagnant. So there must be something that the rest of the world is doing that we in the Caribbean are not doing it.
Mm-hmm. What about the board, Sandy, before Tony Gray comes in, as he's nodding his head? What about the board? You talk about the players and looking after their personal development. Do you think the Cricket West Indies is doing enough, Sandy?
I am very disappointed in this present administration as far as cricket is concerned.
Oh.
I don't think they're doing enough to help the cricket to develop. Hmm. They're not focused enough on the development of the cricket.
Hmm.
It takes a lot for players to develop themselves. and you need guidance from the top. We have a director of cricket who we don't hear from.
Right.
And I think that is where we should be looking to, for him to come with plans and say, this is where we need to go.
Mm. I see. Interesting.
So.
Mm. Could you explain a little bit more, though? You're saying that you're disappointed with the administration. What aspects are you disappointed in, Sandy?
I think I just explained that as far as the cricket is concerned, mm-hmm. they're focusing on more.
Oh.
At the beginning of the program,
right?
I think that they went ahead to develop governance,
right?
While leave the cricket and the territories to their own personal development. Mm. I do not think the territories have monies to develop the cricket. That is where the board would come in and chip in and help with the development of the cricket.
Mm. Doc, any questions for Tony or Sandy?
Yeah, well, I'll ask Tony, and Sandy can chime in as well. I'll make a statement first. We don't have a cricketing academy. We have franchises for our various versions of cricket, but so far we have the Coolidge ground, which is supposed to be a feather in the cap for Cricket West Indies. Do you think that Cricket West Indies is doing enough to develop the various types of players, fast bowlers, batsmen? Can you see that there's a structure outside of this, the franchise, where there are developing players, seeing that we don't have academies, Tony?
Well, we need the academies, no doubt about that. We need to institutionalize our players, to give them the best coaching, give them the best physiotherapists, the trainers, the strength and conditioning people to help them along. It's desperately needed. We've had the HBC in Barbados, and that seemed to work tremendously well. My point with that, you saw Shannon Gabriel, for example, really quickly develop. You know, you saw a lot of players having to recuperate their talents. But it goes much more than that. I mean, it's about administrative education in the Caribbean. We have people that are handling young players that don't understand the development process, and we need to re-educate them and further educate them. The other thing that Sandy Roberts talks about, which is quite clear to me, is that players have to work very hard. These guys, you know, of yesteryear didn't grow up in the facilities that they have now, but they were world beaters. Mm. But you need the facilities, but you need that intrinsic self-belief. And we have to go back to, you know, the schools and, you know, the communities to find the talent again. So my thing with those things is that the West Indies Cricket Board has to do a lot. We have seen the research, the systemic research. But again, you need to bring forward the individual research, how these guys used to practice. I speak a lot to Sandy Roberts, and I'm just amazed with some of the things that I found out. And perhaps if I spoke to him earlier on, I would have been played more test cricket than I did, because he's full of wisdom and knowledge of the game. And mm-hmm. we need to get back these guys back into West Indies cricket. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that because he's on with me. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that because that's a fact.
It's a fact. 4341790.
Yes, you're saying that because you're a fast bowler.
4341790, please.
So,
join.
Sandy, do we need
Doc, but just before, I just want to invite our listeners to call 4341790. Of course, if you're calling from overseas, it's 1246 4341790. Join the discussion. Yes, Doc.
Yeah, I need to weigh in on that as well. Having some programs for, let's say, the top 10 fast bowlers in the region and the top 10 batsmen outside of the franchises, do they have the time? Is it necessary?
But you see, I keep saying that I am not in favor of the professional setup. The reason why is that everything is focused on 15 players that these franchises employ. What happens to the rest of the cricket? The money is just going to these 15 players, and there's nothing going to the hundreds or the thousands of cricketers that's left around the region. So we have to be fair and try to develop everybody, not just 15 players. And I'm very disappointed that we don't see we have two or three players coming out of the franchise who could say, go straight into the West Indies cricket team and perform well on the international circuit. I can't see that. I think that what they should do is to employ 4, 5, or 7 of your top players, and the rest of the money go into a pool to help the remainders, but not just 15 players. And what you do, you still turn around and pay others to play. Some people say they prefer the pay to play than to be in the franchise setup. So this thing needs to be looked at from a holistic point of view, where everybody is going to be involved with the cricket, not just 15. Mm. And that is what is happening. Yeah. I would like somebody to show me where I am wrong with that.
Mm. Interesting comment. Just before you come in, Tony.
Just
before you come in, Tony, I think we got a call, 4341790. Hello and welcome to Mason and Guests. Hello, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
And your guest.
Yes.
No, Andrew, I don't really bother with the program anymore.
Where is that?
The program has changed from the normal callers to the big cats. And I know it can't even qualify.
Big guns, not cats. Big guns, big guns.
No, you got the big cats.
Too. Okay, right.
But I would like to say something to the players.
Yes.
Especially
if
those players.
If I can butt in and say one thing.
Yes.
Andrew, if I can butt in and say one thing, I endorse what that gentleman just said.
Oh, my God. I love that, Andy. That is going to make primetime sports tomorrow. I'm sure Paul Mears will pull that one out. Yes, talk to me.
Well, thank you, okay. Sir Andy.
Yes.
Thank you, Sir Andy.
Yes.
Anyhow, I would like to say something to the players, especially those players that have not established themselves in the West Indies team yet, but think that they can pick and choose where they're going.
Right.
And they starting from Darren Bravo back down.
Yes.
I am especially disappointed with Chase.
Mm-hmm.
A man that always put in a good performance.
Right.
And look like a player for the future. He get rewarded and get up to vice captain. And now, as soon as the captain now can make it, he can't make it either, which I think is foolishness. Now this give him a chance to really go now and establish himself. He that go too, along with some others. Mm-hmm. Now I have said a prayer for the players that going, and I ask the good Lord to give them the resilience to put in some credible performances, so that when they come back, they will be in contention for any future players. And these fellas that ain't established yet will got to contend with them for players. And I'm calling on the selectors to do not play back nobody by name. Play them by performance.
Mm. Including the captain? Including the captain? Because you're a big defender captain.
Don't rush it. You know I can come to him.
Yeah, but you need to. You need to.
You know I can come to it.
Because you decide to talk about the vice, but not the captain.
I start at the bottom and I will go to the top.
Okay, let's hear you. Let's hear you,
you know,
my friend.
It's only a grave, a poor soul, and a well that start at the top, Andrew.
All right.
I just need to tell you these things
all the time. All right, I understand. Yes.
Anyhow, I'm saying that when they come back, I don't want us to take up these half-baked players
mm-hmm.
and push them back in and take these fellas that show the heart to go and try.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, Jason Holder.
Talk to me.
Jason Holder became captain of the West Indies how long ago?
It's 5 years now.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He had any rest since then? If you got to think about it, okay. The answer is no.
Okay.
He had a great workload since mm-hmm. then.
Right.
Well, then if he's taking a break now, you can't kill him for his first break after 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you got to be fair and reasonable. But after 5 years, he take a first break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we excuse him for this first one. Mm-hmm. It is unfortunate.
Right.
And I must agree with Andy that it did a big loss of cricket.
Right.
Four overs a game is next to making sport. That's why I don't be interested in it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe he can take a pass for this one. Mm-hmm. So I doing it one by one. So for this one, I would give him a pass.
Right.
So I would like you to get back the program to the stage whereby the small fish or small cats or whatever you want call them can call and get in.
Right.
And I hope that this is a new beginning.
All right.
You have a good night.
Well, I want to thank you for coming through and talking to us. On the program 4341790, you can call and participate. What are we going to do? We're going to pause for business calls when we come back. I want to ask Sir Andy if he thinks that Jason Holder is a man that should continue as captain of the West Indies. He's had the job for 5 years. There's been a lot of talk about that. Tony Gray, you're not going to get away from that question as well. You know, you tend to duck these things. You know, you want to run around the Queen's Park, Savannah. You always duck into these bunkers. We're going to start with you, Sandy. But of course, when we come back, we will be looking at that. Mason and Guest is brought in association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.